This recording is about session three of the Human Rights Bill Lived Experience Board. When the board talked about the consultation on the Human Rights Bill to give advice to the Scottish Government on how they should carry that out. So first of all, people talked about responses to the consultation and what they should look like. So they said the government should use a variety of ways to make sure people know about the consultation, including getting information out locally. They talked about don't rely only on online routes to tell people about the consultation, and they should set up a specific consultation website so that it's easy to access online as well as in print. They need to think of ways to encourage people to take part, for example, informal conversations over a cup of tea. They should be clear about why people should take part. Why is this relevant to them? How will it impact their life? How will they know it's not just all talk? They should find ways of engaging with groups such as people experiencing homelessness or mental health issues who might not necessarily want to take part in a group or online, or they might not be plugged into other networks, but whose voices are nonetheless important to include. You should give people choices around how to respond to the consultation, including a phone number where you can chat through your response, written, by email, via a group, online, etc. You should be able to fully take part in the consultation in other languages, and that includes the consultation materials, workshops, and actual responses. In-person discussion can be really helpful for some people, especially if travel and support is arranged and paid for. Facilitated discussion with open questions, where people are able to discuss things from their own perspective, and then organisations can then, in effect, retrofit what they hear to the consultation questions, especially if they are very technical. There should be opportunities for children and young people to engage in the consultation, and government ministers could go out to communities to engage, not only civil servants or officials. There should be focus groups to engage with the wider community, thinking of specific groups that need to be heard. There needs to be efforts to engage with a wide variety of groups, no matter what religion, ethnicity, background, including opportunities where people feel comfortable to speak up and not intimidated. And they should involve community leaders, including religious or faith leaders. And some people might need extra support to respond to the consultation. For example, this might include individuals simply talking to other individuals to get their response. So the Lived Experience Board also made some comments about the consultation content. They said it should be relevant with practical examples. It should be structured so you can answer the questions most relevant to you with just the information that you need to know in order to respond to these. Not too much that is overwhelming or confusing. It should be written in a way that people can respond without having to get extra support to understand it. And to note, if the consultation content is clear from the outset, then charities and community groups will have to do less work to interpret and translate it. It should be co-produced or at least tested with people with lived experience. Language use is very important. It must be as simple as possible and easy to understand. Plain English, as short sentences as possible, and keep the whole consultation as short as possible. Do not use jargon. Think about concepts or words that people might not understand and explain them, or use alternative words. There could be some sort of cascading version where there's different levels of detail that you can opt for depending on how technical you want to go. Maybe a summary of points before each chapter that or flagging up the most important questions to answer. Use headings and a clear structure. Include something that tells you how long it will take you to respond to the consultation or each section of it. And draw on best practice to make sure that the actual text and font, etc., is accessible to people with visual impairments. The consultation should be available in different languages, in Braille, a BSL version, easy read, and especially an audio visual or animated version. Don't make assumptions within the text or require people to have to go and follow hyperlinks and read other reports in order to respond. And the government should think about not trying to fit everything into one consultation. For example, they could potentially split up questions on content of the bill from implementation. Lastly, Some folks said, if you raise expectations with the consultation, the government has got to be prepared to pass a strong bill and fully resource implementation to bring change. And the Scottish Government needs to find ways of engaging with people in the longer term. Show people you care by not just the consultation and then nothing, but by keeping them engaged and keeping listening. Think about other points when you'll inform people about what is happening, decisions made, and so on. So that's the end of all the points raised. If there's anything there that you think is incorrect or you there was something missing from what we talked about, then please get in touch with Vari or Rebecca at info@hrcscotland.org and just let us know, or you can let us know at the next meeting. Okay, thanks.